Hey, this is KP from Black Belt Eagle Scout, and you're listening to the Music Journeys podcast.
Welcome to another edition of the Music Journeys podcast. I'm Mike Foley. Let's get right to our guest for this edition. It's Catherine Paul, also known as Black Belt Eagle Scout. She grew up in a small Indian reservation, and she says she doesn't play music to write songs. She plays music to process feelings. That, combined with her background and identity, she's hoping to inspire others to do the same. Catherine Paul, our featured guest on this edition of Music Journeys. Thanks for listening.
Hey, this is KP from Black Belt Eagle Scout, and this is my music journey.
Do you ever notice what's around you when it's all there in the way of you?
Catherine Paul is Black Belt Eagle Scout. She sings and plays every instrument on her first full-length release, Mother of My Children. If there's a song that represents her heart and soul, it's the track Indians Never Die.
It reflects who I am and where I'm from. When I've been playing that song on tour, I've been thinking about my grandfather a lot and all of the teachings that I've learned from him, being strong and being resilient as an Indigenous person in this world. And so he passed away when I was younger, but all those teachings, those will never die. I grew up in the Swinomish Indian tribal community in Northwest Washington State with a family that's very musical. My dad and a bunch of my other family, they would take me from powwow to powwow and I would dance, and then they would have their drum group play along with many other groups at the powwows. I think music, like for me, is a tool that I can use to create a louder structure for myself, especially because it physically gets loud. And I grew up listening to Riot Girl music and seeing all the politics within that, but at the same time not seeing myself as an Indigenous person represented in Riot Girl. But having that history of feminism and taking that inside of myself and in my body and being like, what does that mean to me as who I am, somebody who grew up on a reservation, moved off the reservation and started playing in punk bands? Like, how does that transcend the messages that are in my head? And the thing that I think about the most are little girls and being a little girl and growing up and needing somebody to look up to. And that's something that is super important to me, is like empowering youth, because I think that like having a strong mentor growing up, you know, sometimes will make or break it for somebody. The album is pretty much like a piece of therapy that happened for me. I was going through a rough time, and when I tend to not feel so good, I'll play music to help me feel better. So I picked up a guitar and started just playing. I think I just want to keep creating, and I want to be able to create space for other people like me. You know, I've been seeing a lot more women of color being represented by indie labels, booking tours around the United States. The stuff that I'm doing and the stuff that other people are doing, I just want to keep doing that and keep creating space and platforms and visibility for women of color, for indigenous people, and for queer people of color. Being able to create music. Like, why do I do it? I do it because I want somebody else to see me and to do it as well, or to do something else that's just as powerful.
In the time that's passed since our conversation, Paul has released more new music. That's a track called Loss and Relax. Paul also took part in the Fast Five. Here we go. Okay, the first song that you can remember hearing that you loved.
It'd have to be a Madonna song, actually. I remember loving Madonna's, probably like a Prayer or something like that. She was just on the radio when we would drive, and so, yeah.
Very good, good. How about a song that makes you feel the most nostalgic?
That would probably be Metal Heart by Cat Power.
Metal Heart, you're not hiding.
What's a song that you hear and you just can't sit still? It's your go-to dancing song.
I really love to dance to the song Formation by Beyonce. Go hard, take what's mine, take what's mine. I'm a star, cause I slay.
The song that makes you feel like working out or motivates you?
Well, actually, whenever I go to the gym, which isn't a lot, but so there's this Built to Spill song called Broken Chairs, but it's on this live version. It's like this live record that they did. And it's like this 16-minute song, and I love like jam music, like not like you're like, I don't know, not like Fish or anything like that. Kind of when guitars like come together and they create like loud and like kind of dynamic parts. That live track, and then I just run to the whole track because it's like the way that it goes and crescendos is just like awesome.
Okay, I got one more. The song that lifts you up when you're feeling down.
Get Up by Slater Kinney.
My thanks to Catherine Paul for her time and especially her music. Again, she performs Tuesday, May 7th at Ace of Cups. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.